is asked to discuss an inyan where someone has a job where he's getting paid by the hour, what types of breaks is he allowed to take? Is he allowed to do things for his own fun or enjoyment during the, you know, during the time that he's getting paid? Or is he chayev to work for the entire hour, you know, 60 minutes out of the hour that he's actually hired for? So there's a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos on Tav Zayin Amud Aleph, which discusses whether or not you have to say Kriya Shema when you're a hired worker. So this is how umnen korim b'rosh ha'ilan, v'rosh ha'nidbach, Mashain Rashan Lasos came to Tefillah. So he says, if you're a worker and you're working on the top of a tree or the top of a construction site, you can say Kriya Shema up there because there is a minimal amount of kavana that's necessary for a short period of time. So we assume you can pull it off. But you're not able to do that for davening Shemona Esrei because Shemona Esrei requires greater kavana for a lengthier period of time. Now the Gemara quotes a brisa that elaborates on this Mishnah. It says Tana Rabbanan Omnin Karim Barosha Ilan Barosha Nidbach Umispalim Barosha Zayas Barosha Teina Vishar Kol Ilanas Yordan Lamata Umispalim. So they list off certain kinds of trees where you can have a much more solid footing, and therefore it would be mutter to daven at the top of those trees. But for every other type of tree where you would not be able to have good kavana in your davening, you are supposed to come down, even though you're a paid worker, but it's impossible to daven up there, and therefore you have to come down and daven your Shmon Esrei. And then it continues, Ubala Bayis, Benkach Ubenkach, Yori Lamata Umispalo. But if you're the owner of the business, so all you stand to lose is your own money, then absolutely you have to come down and daven a qualitatively better Shmona Esrei, because you have no heter to continue davening while you're at the top of the site, even though your work is going to cause you to lose some money. Regarding Birkas HaMazon, the Gemara quotes a different brisa. There's actually a number of deos in the Tanaim that the Gemara goes through, but then the Gemara quotes a brisa, which is the one that is accepted definitively LaHalacha. So we'll skip to that particular brisa. So HaPoalim Shahayu Osim Malacha Eitzel Balabayis Koran Kriyashma Mispalim V'Ochlim Pitan Ve'ein Mevarchin Lefaneha. They don't say a bracha Rishona. Aval mevarchin la'acharea shtayim, but they bench and they say two brachos. Ketzad. How do they do this? Bracha rishona ketikuna. They say birchas hazan normally, meaning they start off normally and they end bracha to Hashem hazan esakol. Shnia, and then the second bracha poseach bebirchas haaretz. So they started off normally, like no delcha, and v'kolin bone Yerushalayim bebirchas haaretz, and they include bone Yerushalayim in that bracha. And then what do they do about the last bracha? So they skip that altogether, because this is according to the Manda Amar that Atova Hametiv is mid the Rabbanan. It was established after the Haruge Beitar, and it was established by the Sanhedrin in Yavne following the Nes of the Haruge Beitar, and therefore the Poelim were never chayef to say it in the first place. So here you have a very abbreviated version of benching, all for the sake of workers being able to get back to work when they're done with lunch, so they shouldn't have to take up the extra time. Now, if you think about how long it really takes to bench, we're not talking about more than a minute or two here, and yet you see the Gemara was very careful that they shouldn't be allowed to say the entire benching, even though it was only going to waste a minute or two of their work, because it was not their time and they had to give the time to their full workload. Now the Gemara just ends off, Bamedvar Mamurim Baosin Bischar, and this is if they're getting paid for the work. Aval Osin Besudasan, but if their payment is the fact that they get a free lunch, Oshahaya Balabayas Mesiv Imaim, or if the Balabayas was eating together with them, Mavar Kitikuna, then they could bench normally. So here we have an example of where a person is allowed to skip a number of issues Bein Adam LaMakom in order to not steal time from the Balabayas. So we saw a case where a person was able to say Kriya Shema at the top of the tree, a person was able to daven Shmona Esrei if they were on stable ground at the top of a construction site, and they have to skip parts of the benching, assuming that it's their obligation to get right back to work after benching. But there were exceptions. The exceptions were if that was their payment, was their lunch, they were getting paid for the meal, you know, they were given the meal as payment, or if the Balabayas was eating together with them, so it's understood that he's in charge and he's basically keeping tabs on what they're doing, and if he's willing to eat with them, that's acceptable. Now, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph in the Halachas of Birchas HaMazon, so the Mechaber Paskin straight out of the Gemara. However, he adds in Sif Beis a very important detail that's quoted from Hagos Maimoni. So he writes, the Ha'idna. Nowadays, Liola Mavarchim Kol Arba Brachos. We really say all four brachos. She'ein derech b'nei adam achshav l'hakbid b'kach. it's not normal for people to be makbid about losing such a small amount of time. I added in those words, but for what bakach means. And this is the general understanding that when someone hires a worker, that sheyivarchu kol arba brachos kitiknam, that they're going to say all four brachos, you know, normally. So what we see here, and then just an important on the flip side of things, in Sif Gimel, it says asur lasos melacha ba'odo mevarich. Right, you're not supposed to go back to work while you're still benching. Meaning, and Mishnah Berurah explains that it's shenirek mevarich b'derech harayu mikra. That it looks like you're not taking it very seriously. You're just doing the benching as an arai while you're trying to continue to do your work. Right, and he says even something which is very easily done, you should not do because it shows you're not taking the benching seriously. And he goes further: you're not supposed to learn while you're doing these things, and it's really a basic idea that while you're making brachos, benching, while you're saying Kriya Shema, even while you're doing Chazar, while you're listening to Chazar Sashat, not really supposed to be doing other things. So on one end, we have this idea that in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, people were extremely makbid with the Zman of the Bala Bayis, and nobody took even the smallest amount of time, even a waste an extra minute or two. On one end, they were not allowed to do anything to take away time from the Bala Bayis. On the other hand, it's understood that nowadays people are not so makbid, meaning that was really the hemshich of the Gemara, which was, if the Bala Bayis is eating with you, then he understands that you're going to be allowed to bench the entire benching, you know, because again, he's supervising and he sees what's going on. So extrapolating from that idea, we see that nowadays the standards have changed a little bit, and you're allowed to bench the entire benching. Now, does that mean that you should come back a half hour late from lunch? Certainly it does not. It just means that it's understood that, you know, you're allowed to fulfill your basic religious obligations as part of your lunch break. That's considered normal. So what we have here is basically an understanding that you're supposed to keep the laws, you know, or the rules of each job according to what's considered normal, and you know, by the employer. If your boss was standing over you and he was basically watching what you would be doing, you would probably be a little more diligent with the use of your time, and you'd probably not take such long breaks to make phone calls or texts or emails or post things online, you know, during working hours, as opposed to if the boss is not around, we start to act a little bit differently. So really, we should try as best as we can to act like the boss is around at all times. And whatever is considered normal for that job, if you're hired to work an hour, you know, if you're working, getting paid by the hour, and you're hired to work for 1 hour, so pashtus is they want you working 60 minutes out of that hour. If you're getting paid by the hour, but you're working an 8-hour, 12-hour workday, so it's understood that you're going to be able to take certain breaks over the course of that day. The office puts a coffee machine in there, they put a water cooler in there, so that people can go to the coffee machine, people can go to the water cooler, and they can take a break, because then they'll be able to refocus and do their work. But, you know, obviously you have to know what's Iker and what's Tafel. You have to be able to realize that Chazal were very, very sensitive as to a person not taking advantage of his boss's, you know, giving him these options and giving a little bit of free time. Now, I just want to read you some lashon from the Mesilas Yesharim. It's a Musar Sefer, but he quotes a very important Maramakim in the Gemara as well that we didn't quote inside. But he quotes from the story of, first he quotes our Gemara. He says, "Afilu b'kriya shma lo chayvam lebatam imlachtan al parsha rishon b'vad." Says, you know, when it comes to stealing from the boss, they said you just have to read the first parsha of kriya shma. Kal v'chomer ben benoshel kal v'chomer the divrei harishus. And how much more so is it true when it comes to doing things that are rishus? Shekol schir yom asur b'hen shlo levatam imlachto shel balabayis. That if you're being paid for the day, you're being paid for a job, you should not waste the Bala Bayis' time. You know, certainly if you're not allowed to say the whole Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to say the whole benching, so you don't waste the Bala Bayis' time with nonsense. V'im avar, raise a gazlin, and if you violate it, you're stealing from him. And then he quotes the story of Abba Chilkiah. Hinei abachilkia afilu shalom lo heishiv l'tamidei chachamim shenasnu lo shalom shelo libatam l'melechas reyeyu. Quotes the Gemara in Maseches Tainis on Daf Chaf Gimel that has a very strange story of abachilkia. They went to abachilkia, they needed him to daven for something, so the Rabbanan sent a delegation there, and he was in the middle of work. And one of the many strange things that he did while he was at work and on his way home is that he did not even say hello to the rabbis who came to greet him. There was a rabbinic delegation, probably Choshava Shluchim, and yet he didn't even give them the courtesy of greeting them while he was at work. And afterwards, when it finally rained, after he had done the davening, so he was asked to explain himself for all the weird things that he had done. And he said, the reason I didn't say hello to you is because I'm getting paid not by the job, I'm getting paid by the hour, by the day, and therefore I have to work a full day. I can't take breaks, even just to give Shalom Aleichem to people who are very deserving of Shalom Aleichem. You know, not just that would not have been him calling someone else up on the phone or sending out emails to other people or initiating contact. They initiated contact with him, and Afal Pichain, he didn't want to take the time to speak to them. And then the Masil Sharm continues, Yaakov Avinu Olav HaShalom Mivar B'fiv V'omer Hayisi B'yom Achal Nichore V'kerach B'layla. Right, so he says that I didn't allow myself to sleep on the job, I didn't allow myself to eat on the job, I was freezing at night when I was watching the sheep, it was very cold, I froze outside, right, I was hot during the day, right, so he says, and he goes further, Mayanu Eifo Oskim Bahano Seyem B'Shas Malacho B'Tele Mimeno O Kiyasku B'Chafzeyem Ish, right, so he goes on further, you know, with the same idea, and he gives a summary. Klalo shel davar hasachar itzel chaver leizem alacha shetia. If you're getting hired for whatever job, says hine kol shaosav mechuros hein lo liyomo. Says your time is owned by your boss. Kenyan she'am ruzal. He quotes the Gemara above mitzia schiras mechira liyome. When you rent it out, so that it's a sale for it's a temporary sale. And taking too much time for yourself, for whatever reason it is, that is complete gezel, that's stealing. And if the balabais is not mochel on this, then it doesn't work. It's not mochel. Right? This is something you need mechila for before Yom Kippur. It's an iser ben al chavero, and therefore it's important to take into account what your boss would want from you when it comes to any particular job. Obviously, it's understood nowadays, we're living in the ADD generation, that everybody needs a break every 5 seconds, but I think it's worthwhile to clarify with the boss. He's hiring you to do a job for an hour. He's hiring you to do a job for, you know, he's getting paid by the hour, excuse me. It's worthwhile to ask him what's considered a legitimate break and what's considered something that I'm not allowed to do. He might tell you every 2 hours you could take a 15-minute break. Every 2 hours you could take a 5-minute break. You know, whatever it is, that people understand that we need to get our work done and we also need to stay sane. So if you clarify in advance with the boss what's considered a valid work schedule, and try very hard to stick to that schedule, then it'll be a bigger kiyum of the mitzvos ben ha-machaver, and it'll also be a bigger kiddush Hashem when he sees that the frum people that he hires do a good job and they don't waste time on the job.